Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Oh yeah! And as you well know, I was 20 before I realised I was retarded.
Oh, Ballack!
It's good the fact that Liverpool haven't won everything in sight, to start off with.
Crunch.
How can you talk to me about something you know nout about?
I don't know where information comes from.
Yeah, it's not that bloody funny when you're retarded.
Yeah, why do you look at me?
Boy!
Welcome, everybody, to the Ash and Al Premier League podcast on v2football.com. It's been a while again, Al. Double busy, double busy.
Ooh, you had a christening last week, didn't you, Sam?
I've had a christening. I am the godfather, yeah. The Don. I made it to the church then. I couldn't make the after party. Someone brought me home a plate from the buffet.
Yeah, the buffet.
But I wasn't well. But beautiful buffet.
Thing. You were shitting yourself, weren't you?
That's
what I heard.
Pretty much, yes. I had the big nappies on and everything. But yes, I am. Someone's trusted me with that responsibility of being a godfather. They don't know me well enough, I say.
You trusted me, 8 years ago?
Your goddaughter.
My goddaughter, 8 years. You 8 years ago you trusted me.
I know. If I knew now what I knew then.
8 years.
God, and it flies. But no, other than that, I've been a bit of DIY, Al. It comes a point in the year when you get a bit crazy.
Think, well,
I got to do stuff. Oh, I got to get the drill out, didn't it?
Well, I'm going to be painting my kitchen soon.
Nice.
I've got it all planned out. Orange.
Orange.
Black tiles. Doing the tiles black.
Oi, oi.
Walls, bush. And then...
Like the Netherlands kit, then.
Yeah. Orange and black's a lovely combination, so don't be shitting on orange and black.
I'm not shitting on that one, Sam.
All right. And then up to IKEA, then.
Up to IKEA, nice.
Got myself new knives.
Ooh, what a set, is it?
£96 altogether for the set.
A set of knives?
Yes.
What I'm made of, son? Diamond, or what?
Huh? Can't cut with diamonds.
You can. Put them in drills, don't they? Diamond cutters. Yeah! Diamond
drillettes.
Yeah!
Of course they do. What can you cut through with?
Huh?
It's like, because the gold ones, that's metal, isn't it? The silver ones, that's for concrete.
concrete.
And then the black ones, the silver with the black lines going through, that's wood. So what's the diamonds going to be?
That's for everything.
Yeah?
Universal, isn't it?
Obviously, there's probably like masonry. I should have said instead of brick.
You should have. You don't sound at all professional.
I'm not professional. I know what to do. I'm not professional.
No, certainly not. But that's all I've been doing. What have you been doing, Sam? What have you been doing? Up to anything?
Nothing really. Off-term holidays, Easter off-term.
Got to fill in the time. Got to find something to do every day, you know.
Waiting around.
There's only so many film days you can have.
I know. On Easter Sunday, waited all day for them to come back. Didn't never showed.
Oh.
Bastard.
No,
obviously, nailing day was rained off.
Nailing day rained off.
Too slippery on the Friday.
Couldn't do that. Couldn't celebrate that properly.
Apart from that, nothing really. Just been a boring fucking last 2 weeks. Not really.
It is. It's life for this, huh? Where's life?
El Pipte.
So we better crack on with some football now. Catch up with some football scores and news. Is there any news about?
Not really. Mick McCarthy's left.
Mick McCarthy's left the pitch. I won't say my real feelings because you'll have to cover your ears, youngsters.
Oh, go on, Ash.
No. I'm not going to say nothing about the childish cunt. I'm not going to say nothing. Oh, I said it. I apologise.
You can't be saying that.
But before we get into the real business, I want to quickly put out there that all credit for this podcast goes to me, Ash, and you, Al.
Yeah.
And just so we can clear this up, so there's no appeals, Harry Kane can't claim any responsibility for this. Just to put it out there. So, without further ado, let's start with the games.
Won Grand National, I said, didn't he?
Grand National, he did win the Grand National. Pipped him in the post, I believe, yeah.
Pipped
Adams.
Hey, did you have a bit of flat on the GGs yesterday?
I didn't. No, I was
first busy, like I said. First time in years, I am fucking one.
Carlo
Conti, I had six horses. Carlo Conti was doing well for me.
Yeah.
To like the third fence, and he fucking fell.
Ah.
I'm like, oh, that's it, man. Got it. But last year, I came first and third.
Yeah.
My runners came first and first last year. Arthur something I had last year. According to Arthur something.
It's a good effort, huh? It's a good effort.
It's like, after fucking this year, I was hoping for 1-2-3 finish, you know? Yeah. But all my luck was done up last year, so next year, gotta win big.
Win big, son. Double big. Double
I
money.
Can't believe a horse called Chase the Spud did not win.
Chase the Spud? Sounds like a speed demon, son.
£84 I would have won for that. Chase the Spud, I'm like, I'm having that. What's that, 80-1? Oof, I'm having that. Chase the Spud, you can't have that. You've got to back a horse named that.
Absolutely, son, absolutely.
I remember all I had. Let's see, I did write them down.
I list you, son.
Joe Conti, the Dutchman.
Oi, oi.
Scrub notes here, can't see. Gasline Boy, Chase the Spud, Disillusion for Grandad. What's the other one? I just know that that fucking horse would fall.
and it did. So we start with there was an early kickoff, Al.
Yes, early kickoff.
Oh, goals down at the Dell. It was Southampton 2, Chelsea 3.
Ooh, Southampton
2-0 up with the Sparky Adam flying.
Up until the 70th minute, and then that 8-minute period of they just fell apart.
Bush.
Sparky wasn't happy.
Well, he shouldn't be.
What you going, boys? We're 2-0 up, man. 2-0 up. Bloody hell, man. Oh,
bloody ruined us, boys.
Jesus bloody Christ, man. 2-0 up, man. I've never been relegated. As a player or bloody manager.
You're ruining this for me, boys.
We're ruining it. Do, boys.
Who scored for Southampton? Tell me, son.
Tadic, sir.
Oh, Tadic.
I can't understand my own writing, son. Tadic and Benrack. Jan Benrack. First on his debut. Signed in January. Right. Must have been injured up until this point. And he scored on his debut. Not bad.
They do, that's the start you want,
yeah.
But then it all fell apart.
Yeah, that's
when
I was on was it two deck?
Tadic.
21st minute, and then Jan Debanek, 60th minute, and then Giroud came on in the 67th minute, I believe.
Yeah, it also.
And then in the 70th minute, he scores the goals, he set up Hazard for the second one in the 75th minute, and then he scores the win in the 78th minute.
I can't fault that. The impact he's having there is already better than Morata, you've got to say.
Anything's better than Morata.
Well, yeah.
Like Michael Dubry's better than him.
It's just fantastic. You thought 2-0 down. You thought, I mean, I don't know if the commentators even said, you know, Conte, is he interested anymore? You know, he's on his bike. He looks like he's been on his bike for months. At the end of the season,
he's going at the end of the season.
But it almost looked like, you know, he wasn't interested. You know, the players weren't following his instructions. And like I say, it was just the introduction of Giroud. They got their goal, and they all of a sudden sort of think, well, We can do this, you know what I mean? We're more than good enough to do this. And they just absolutely rampage through Southampton.
Morata will be off at the end of the season as well, I think.
Yeah, I think he could he's more than good enough to score goals in the Premier League. But whether look at all the Chelsea players, you know what I mean? None of them perform. Maybe Willian.
Hazard.
Yeah, he's scoring a few goals, but he's not what he was last season, for instance.
No.
So they're all underperforming. I think Morata, another season in the Premier League, with a confident Chelsea team around him.
Wait, but will that happen? Or?
Would score enough goals. No,
will
I
that
think
happen any time soon?
I think
who will they bring in, Chelsea? Come on, Ash, answer these questions. Who will he bring in next season?
I wasn't expecting this.
Come on!
I wasn't expecting
Come on! I asked you the question.
As what, manager or players?
Manager. Manager.
Oh, manager. Well, they're on about...
Come on, hurry!
I don't know, who are they on about?
Don't ask me.
Come out today.
I ask you the questions.
Oh, I don't know, Ali. I haven't written nothing down. Fuck, I'm not prepared today.
I'm prepared, you have.
Obviously, there's talk about Allegri and Juve manager. There's talk about...
what's his name? Former Dortmund one.
Tuchel.
Tuchel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thomas Tuchel.
It's just... It's hard to...
And Pardew's been linked.
Pardew's been linked. Now he goes there. Mick McCarthy. Mick McCarthy been there. Cracking manager, Mick McCarthy. Anyone would be proud to have him as their manager, without a doubt.
Whip it. He'll be down with the dogs this week, won't he? McCarthy. He's got a couple of runners.
He'll be down the grill.
Flak cap.
He'll be down there.
Down in Barnsley.
But, no, it's hard to say when you look in and think. Maybe Tuchel with his style of play.
Trying to tell people he's actually Irish.
Newcastle scored a goal. There we go. We're currently watching Newcastle against Arsenal. And it's
live on Sky Sports HD. Main event.
And it's Perez, isn't it? With the equaliser.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Iosi Perez.
Iosi.
With the equaliser for Newcastle after Lacazette.
For the top 10 finish.
Long ball from Shelby. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, let's have a look in. What's he done? Wide, goes wide, crosses it in. Oh, nice finish.
Sexy.
Check's been done at his near post there, though. Should do better. Should do a lot better. But, oh, curls it around his foot there. Oh, lovely finish. Lovely finish. Can't fault that, can you?
Look at that. You said Czech should have done a hell of a lot better.
You know, son, you know as a goalkeeper.
Probably the fourth greatest goalkeeper
of all time. You don't get done at the near post like that.
Never.
There we are. That's all the talk about Kennedy, innit?
Yeah.
Kennedy! Newcastle want to buy him.
Mr. Kennedy!
But there's talk of Tottenham. And I think it's Bayern Munich linked.
He'd be assassinated now soon.
You think so?
As soon as a Kennedy gets successful, boom, pull it to the head.
Gone, son. Jesus. There we go, poor bastard.
There's been, three of them been fucking killed?
Is it three, is it?
Yeah. Oof. Jesus. Obviously, start off with John, and I think Bobby Kennedy was assassinated as well, because when he ran for...
Because thingy woke up then and he was just in the shower.
They won't get that joke, man.
No one's getting that. I don't know what we're talking about then. What were we talking about now? Forgot no sir. Southampton, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Conte, who will replace Conte?
I don't know.
No.
We'll.
Apparently, it'll cost them like about $9 million. I know.
Is it? They don't care. He doesn't care, does he? When Abramovich had enough, he's had enough. He don't care how much it costs him. Like, you'd wonder, Tuchel, you'd say...
Get the nerve agent.
Send him to Salisbury.
Yeah, Salisbury. do him proper Salisbury chap.
You said Tuchel, because it's a nice style of football. And, one thing we haven't heard from Abramovich, but we heard the stories that he would like to play that style of football, that attacking style of play, the Barcelona, the Arsenal. He'd like that style of play at Chelsea. He's never really had it with any of the managers.
No. Iki-taki.
Yeah. Tuchel, you think, maybe can bring an element to that. Lewis, but no. He's another one, you've got no idea how good he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's went to...
He's inherited the team.
Yeah. No way. So it's hard to say. Is he really a top class manager? Like I said, there's managers like Tuchel. There's other managers out there who play good football, but then they've got to come in and they've got to think. Well, they don't get to buy who they want to buy.
No,
they're basically
told.
Told this is who we're buying, and you fit them in a side somewhere. You know what I mean? So and that doesn't suit every manager at all.
How they can do that as a manager? Surely you want the players you want.
Well,
and not what you give on.
Well, exactly. That's the way it was in the olden days. But then when you're a manager and you think, well, these top teams come in for you and say, come and manage us, come and, It's hard, it's hard for anyone to go and say, oh, no, I'm not doing that because, this, that and the other. You think, well, if I go there and I make success, whether I'm choosing the players or not, then my stock is going to go even higher, and then I can get to an even bigger club or even better club and go, you know, win this and that, you know. So it's the same as, well, watching Newcastle now. Years ago, you think, well, why? Why would it, people take that Newcastle job? Because they're on hiding nothing.
Yeah.
The fans, you know, after Keegan especially, the fans want to be up there each and every year. It's not going to happen. They don't spend enough money. You're on hiding to nothing. But there's always them people who think, I can do it. I can, you know, yeah. I can wake that sleeping giant. And if I do,
can wake that Geordie giant.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know,
wake up, Geordie giant. Wake up, Muds.
You know, most footballers and managers, they'll probably all admit they've got that bit of ego. They say, well, I can do it, I'm better than everyone else.
Hopefully, Newcastle will be sold at the end of the season because they're not going to be relegated.
Oh, no.
Because he said if they
if they're
relegated, he keeps the club. If they're safe.
Yeah, because he'll have more money for it, obviously.
Yeah, he'll be in the Premier League. So, yeah. The grief up, cunt that he is.
Absolutely.
Somebody wake the Geordie giant up, man.
But are Southampton going to stay up, Al?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I
they got... obviously, we've got other results to come.
You know, I think it's hard because it's look at Brighton's run at the end of the season. They got Man U, Man City.
Exactly.
They got Liverpool. I know West Brom got Liverpool, they?
Very similar to Swansea.
Yes.
They got, I think, Man United, then Chelsea. They got two very top, you know, two of the top clubs coming up in the next two games, and then they've got games in and around them.
Yeah.
So Southampton, for instance, have to play Swansea, to rearrange game. So that would be huge.
West Brom are down.
Oh, West Brom are
gone. If they lose to Liverpool next week, they're down. But they're down.
Yeah, oh, they're gone. Yes, absolutely.
Because they've got Man United tonight, today, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right, 4 o'clock.
So you've got Southampton, Stoke and West Brom. Let's say West Brom are down, because they are.
Yeah.
Alright, so Southampton, Stoke, and then Swansea 17th to 33, Palace and West Ham 34, Huddersfield, Brighton 35.
It's, I ain't gonna go, for me, we'll get to the other results as I say, but let's discuss it now. I go between the three S's for me, Southampton, Stoke and Swansea.
Yeah. I think Palace are safe with that one extra point, you know, and they look...
scoring goals, basically.
We'll get onto that later on, but yeah, I think you're right. I think the last four teams, Swansea, Southampton, Stoke will be one of them.
And Swansea, I mean, I know they're bang in trouble, but they're going to have a huge say in it because they've got both Southampton and Stoke to play as well. Yeah. So that's going to be huge, you know. So, I mean, you know, for Swans fans, their fate is in their own hands.
Yeah.
They, you know, I know they've got two of the top teams coming up next, but they don't have to, you know, if they lose them, they lose them. They've still got three games left, two of them against, as you said, Southampton and Stoke, where, you know, it's exactly if they win them, they're safe. So it's entirely down to them. They haven't got to look at other results in that way, which is good in a way, but then it puts more pressure on the players, especially if they're playing at home, and the fans are egging them on and this, that and the other, but... We'll see. Anyway, Al, what's the next game on the
next
list?
Game,
what have we got?
Burnley versus Leicester City.
Burnley
2-1.
2-1 winners.
Woods and Long.
Woods and Long.
6th and 9th minute.
What was it? Yeah, early goals, early goals.
Yeah, and Vardy in the second half, 72nd minute.
Oh, Vardy. Chinny chin chin chin. Battled hard. Fantastic season carries on for Burnley. It's just
they're not far off Europe.
Enough. Well, 7th gets them Europe, don't they? If they finish 7th, they are because
in Europe. Well, they will be though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've 52 points, and Leicester City 43, so they're guaranteed Europe.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much because obviously, who won the League Cup? Man City.
Man City.
So obviously
won the
they get an extra place in the thing.
Yeah, you got Chelsea. And Southampton in the FA Cup.
So as long as Southampton don't win the FA Cup,
then
it's the top 7 in the league.
Tottenham and
So it all looking likely, and that's absolutely huge.
Mind you, they're 3 points behind Arsenal.
Yeah,
and that'll be 6.
Oh yeah, you can see them. You can see them catching them or coming very close.
Yeah,
because I'm sure Arsenal. You know, they got the 1-1 currently playing that. That's St James's Park. So who knows what this game's going to finish up at. And Arsenal have got that distraction of the Europa League, which they are going all out for, to get in that Champions League, obviously, same as Manchester United last season. So, you know, absolutely, you could see them. You could see them sneaking six past Arsenal.
Sneaking six, yes, they're down the party.
So, and like you said, if Arsenal manage to win that Europa League, they're not going to be bothered whether they finish sixth or seventh, are they? So,
no.
They're going to be going all up for that. So, but yeah, absolutely tremendous. You know, he's not enough plaudits. So I think he should have manager of the season.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Obviously. Well, he won't get that, because he won the league.
Well, you'd say that, I mean...
But that's more an achievement.
I think so. Man City and Pep, they're expected to be up there. Yeah. Obviously, they've had an absolutely fantastic season. You know, I know they lost to Manchester United last week, so it's actually two league losses now this season. And they've won the league, going to win the league by, you know, however many, 15 points it could be at the end, or even more, who knows. Which is just an absolutely tremendous effort when you look at the other teams of quality, with Man United, with Tottenham, with Liverpool this season, scoring goals, this, that, the other. So to be that far ahead of everyone is great, it's fantastic, but they're expected to win the league. Fair enough, not expected to do it so easily, but for Burnley to finish 6th or 7th, yeah, that's the biggest achievement of the season for me, for any club at the moment. And I think he'd fully deserve it. So, but obviously we're going to wait and see. Leicester.
They finished in 8th.
They've got to be more than happy with that. After a little dodgy start of the season, bringing in Puel, shored them up.
Next season, I think they're a solid team, aren't they?
Anywhere about there, you know, from 8th to 12th there, each and every season, be fantastic. Without a shadow of doubt. Yeah. And a good cup run,
yeah.
It's absolutely tremendous, isn't it? The name of the game is staying in the league.
West Ham and Stoke Monday.
Monday Night Football,
West Ham, Stoke.
That'd be a huge game again, see, for everyone around Southampton, for Swansea especially, if West Ham come away with a win there.
Yeah.
Puts that bit more gap between them and Stoke. And I think Swansea have got Stoke on the last day of the season. So if Stoke are down by then,
I tell you not.
You know, Swansea would fancy their chances to get that win on the last day of the season against an all-relegated side. But yeah, you've got to go on.
Borough and Ipswich playing the last game of the season now.
Are they? Yeah.
Ooh. Well, thinking of Borough, we've got Derby next, and we've got Millwall.
Ooh.
And then we've all got the same points, and we're all battling up for that final place, and we play off.
It should turn you over, son, no doubt about it.
And then we've got the fucking Town last game of the season.
Oh, Brian Clough, knock you up, son. Caretaker manager. Could have a new manager, but then Stephen Gerrard was rumoured today in the papers.
Why?
Frank Lampard's down to 10 to 1.
Oh, yeah. 10 to 1 for turning down the job.
It's not nice, is it, son? It's not nice at all. But there we are. That's league football. So we don't talk about a football league on this show, do we?
Yeah, but I get excited tonight. I can't help it, man.
So we move on, Al, to who else do we have in? There's another game. Next game, Sam. Go on. Rattling these off here.
Oh, we got. Probably the game of the weekend, I think. Over Crystal Palace 3, Brighton and Hove Albion 2.
More goals.
Four goals in the first half.
All in the first half.
Willie Sahar in the 5th minute.
Willie? Wilfred.
Wilfred.
They call him Willie Sahar.
Yeah, Wilf. They call him
Wilf.
Tompkins, 14th minute. And then Glenn Murray Curry, 18th minute. And then Sahar again in the 24th minute. And then
Go on.
The commentator pronounced it as Isguardo.
Oh, it's
written like Isguardo. So Isguardo. Got in the 34 minutes.
There we are. So all the goals in the first half, as we said, absolutely crucial win for Crystal Palace and Roy's boys, lifting them closer. Where are they? 16th now. Up above Swansea,
yeah,
isn't he?
I think so.
One place above Swansea, absolutely huge. Bringing Brighton again into the equation.
Last game of the season. We've got Burnley, Bournemouth. Palace and West Brom.
Ooh. Yeah.
West Brom probably already be down by then. Huddersfield, yeah. Arsenal, Liverpool and Brighton, Man U, Watford, Newcastle, Chelsea, Southampton, Man City,
ooh.
Swansea, Stoke, Tottenham, Leicester, West Ham, Everton. Well, we're going to have to say goodbye to Southampton. They got Man City last game of the season.
Mm, but then league would be wrapped up.
Yeah, Southampton at home.
It's hard to say, you know. Strange things happened the last day of the season. You don't know. Yeah. But same as we say about, you know, Swansea got Stoke. If Stoke were already relegated, it's hard to say when you often see, you know, a team are relegated.
I hope.
No pressure of them, they play better, don't they?
I hope it was the last game of the season.
Yeah, we need a bit of excitement.
Yeah, a bit of excitement. You don't want to fizzle out.
No, I mean,
the
top four's all but guaranteed now.
Palace are 16th, yeah, 34 points.
There we are. So absolutely tremendous. And as we said time and time again, the difference for them will be Zaha. It's just that little bit of quality they got. He doesn't do it enough. Doesn't do it enough consistently. But when he can turn in a game like that and get you 3 points, then, you know, that's... well, it's priceless for any team down there to have a player like that. What happens in the summer when you'd say he'd probably go?
Tottenham have been sniffing around him for a couple of seasons, haven't they?
Yeah. You think, will they? You know, I think everyone's, not everyone, but a lot of the teams who are looking at him, I think, well, he had that move to Man United. Can he step up a level to a big club? And perform.
You went to Man United or at the tail end of Ferguson.
Oh yeah, without, and then
It was Moisey. Didn't really click with Moisey, did he? So it was a bit unfair to judge him on his Man United thing, I think, because Fergie, I think he would have been cradled into a great player.
Oh yeah, I think so. But that you know, people look at it from outside and think, well, can he do it? Can he step up? I mean, you look at him games like that; he's absolutely unplayable.
Yeah.
You know, for defenders and opposition. But like I said, if he's doing that, you know, for 30 games out of 38, then, yeah, every top club in Europe's going to be sniffing around him. But when he's only doing it for, you know, not even half the games of the season, then there's going to be question marks about him. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's one of the players out there in the Premier League, with experience in the Premier League, who's got real quality, and sooner or later has a big team, or, Tottenham are a big team now, or a team who want to be a big team and challenge right up the top, then they've got to take risks on these players. You know, they've got to take, like Liverpool with Salah.
Yeah.
You know, however good he was out in Italy, obviously didn't score as many goals as he has this season out there. In a season, I mean. But it's a risk. Because he was in the Premiership before. Well, he wasn't given a fair chance, really.
No. Seems,
but he didn't.
De Bruyne.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly the same. It's a risk getting these players. However much they look, you know, outside the league, whatever, you know, there's the Premier League, is a different thing. At a big club, there's more pressure again. It's, you know, they've got to make that step up. And sooner or later, a team will have to take that risk, you know, and see if he can do it consistently.
You believe it's the first time Crystal Palace beat Brighton in top flight?
Is it? Really? Yeah. Well, here we go. But Brighton, bang in trouble, as we said, been brought back into it, slipping.
As I said, they got Liverpool last game of the season, they've got a couple of hard games going into the last game of the season. I think Man City, they've got, I think they might even got Man U as well.
Doesn't look good for them, does it? Doesn't look good for them.
Slipping.
And I think even we said about them before, it's them things, the goals, you don't see them scoring as many as the other teams down there.
Glenn Murray really scores.
Oh, he's had a tremendous season.
34 years. He's old in football terms.
Yeah.
He's the same age as us.
He's a young pup. He's a young pup. In terms of podcasting, he's a young pup.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know. But yeah, he just... Save us, you know, we've mentioned all the teams many times. Brighton, Huddersfield, Southampton... Where's them goals going to come from? You know what I mean?
Now, will Brighton or will Hove go down?
Well, that's it, see? You know what I mean? It's the first season since early 90s we've had more than 20 teams, apparently.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, we just have to wait and see, I suppose, which one. Maybe they do a vote with all the clubs in the Premier League and say which one goes. Or maybe they have a playoff at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Brighton against Hove.
Never know.
I don't know.
Any Max.
At the IMAX stadium.
IMAX. IMAX.
I don't know what it is.
No, it can't be IE.
I know. I know what it is. But yeah, so they're back Ryan in trouble. Back in trouble. Next game, Al. Go on, next game.
Next game, we got Huddersfield 1, Watford 0.
Oh, no nonsense at the John Smith Stadium.
Thomas, whatever you want to call him these days. 90th minute.
Poulsen. Yeah.
You know, the not successful in.
The less successful.
Yeah, the less successful.
But that, what a huge win for Huddersfield for Di Wagner.
Di Wagner will be pleased.
He will be, son.
And Di Wagner, don't forget your PPI.
But the... excuse me. That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, they've been dragged right back into it, haven't they? Yeah. But that win there against Watford, who are... They're one of these teams now that...
Let's see where Watford are.
Well, I think they're up the treble, just about.
I don't think that manager will be around next season.
No.
Javier Gracia.
Yeah. It's, if you're any club down the bottom, that's the team you want to play because they've got nothing to play for whatsoever now.
No.
Same as now you look at Arsenal.
37 points, they're 12th.
Yeah.
They're not going to be pulled in, are they?
No. So if you look at like Leicester, Watford, Newcastle to an extent, yeah, they're the teams you want to play at home. They've got nothing to play for. You've got everything to play for. You know what I mean? You need them 3 points. Well, yeah, you know, you've got a good chance of squeezing something out. Them and Huddersfield did it yesterday with a tremendous win, as we said. Where are they up to now then, Huddersfield?
15? Huddersfield are 14th.
14th.
35 points. So 35. We would say another win. Will they be safe?
I think so, 38. Because there's so many teams are all playing each other. Like we say, we've got Monday Night Football.
Mind you, Brighton aren't 35 points. Say
13th. It's hard to say, yeah. But I think it's just...
Another win for them.
Yeah. You've got West Ham, Stoke. Like we said, you've got the Swans against...
West Ham Swans against two Stoke. Two games in hand.
Yeah. I think West Ham be safe.
West Ham got two games in hand. They're 34.
Yeah.
So that's 6 points. That's 40 points in the two game in hand. Ah, that's the 40 points they can get up to with two games in hand.
Yeah, I think so they'll be well safe, without a doubt. I think
David
be...
Moyes!
David Moyes!
Hey, look at my eyes, boys!
I think they'll beat Stoke tomorrow.
In my young days, I look like a junkie.
I just, I think 38 will be safe. There's so many teams, they're all playing each other, and they're not all going to, you know, go on that run. Of you know getting to 40 points, so I think 38 would see you safe just about. But as we said, we don't know because we've seen teams go down with 38 and 40 points before. Me,
Wolves 1-2-0.
Wolves 1-2-0. They're promoted.
We can talk about them now because they beat the Premiership.
We can talk about them cheating bastards.
Nuno Santos, is it Sanchez?
Sanchez. Looks like he should be in the Matrix to me.
Yeah. Why would you say cheating bastards?
Huh?
Why?
Where's all this controversy in it about the agent and all that and this, that and the other? Huh?
It was George Mendes, isn't it?
Yeah. Was it about 6 or 7 of his players there, isn't it?
Yeah, so?
Huh?
That's cheating.
Come on, there was something going on, isn't it? Something going on.
Shut up!
Huh?
Just because they're there doesn't mean they're going to play well, do they? Fucking hell.
Fucking hell, come on now.
Fucking you worn at you, what's that?
Fuck off. Touch my hand.
If they go keep us in two of your penalties.
No, absolutely no. I'm just
fucking jealousy, that is, son. Jealousy.
It was for comedic purposes, Al.
Look at fucking Bristol City. They spent some money.
Oh, they
were 11th.
Absolutely, absolutely. But no, absolutely fantastic achievement for
Look
Wolves.
At Sunderland.
But it's all right, Al. I know we're breaking away from it because Chris Coleman said he is happy to stay even if they go down.
Yeah?
So.
Oh, there you are then. There you are then.
Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because he won't get another fucking job. That's why.
That's Sunderland next season down to the Division 2. League 2.
League 2.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll be non-league now in 3 years.
Coleman stays. I can't see why they can't achieve that, sir.
Proper mustard, he is. he does a mind stain. Back will give him a job.
Exactly, son. Exactly. Anyway.
So, yeah, how's the field 1 now? Not much to talk about.
No. No, but I think we'll call that half time.
Oh, yeah, we'll call it half time, yeah.
It's half time, shall we? The half time canoe!
Oh, I thought they scored, that's just the replay.
On the Premier League. Of course, guys, we are sponsored by artofootball.com, whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. They only produce a limited number of each design, so your T-shirt, canvas, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. So it's artofootball.com, at artofootball on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram, and enter the promo code ActionAl for 10% off at the checkout. And we are on v2football.com, at v2football on Twitter, the home of the 72 show, the V2 Football Podcast, the V2 Academy Podcast, and the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And a bit of lowdown on each. The 72 show is our monthly Football League show with some great guests from the Football League world. The V2 Football Podcast brings you a humorous look at all the latest news from world football. Always good banter and some top interviews to go along with it. The V2 Academy is our summer show about coaching, player development and the academy football system around the world. The Broken But Glorious Podcast is our fortnightly wrestling podcast reviewing pay-per-views, discussing British wrestling and WWE news, and it also brings you some exciting interviews with guys from both the British and the US indie scene. And while we'll obviously you heard about the other podcasts of V2, and obviously the brand new, we can say this again, brand new wrestling!
Brand new! Best wrestling podcast.
Grappling with history. It's,
I came up with that, mate.
You're doing it, well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Grappling with history.
So, yeah, any wrestling fans out there, new school and old school, we basically pick, we had our pilot episode, we'll call it, last about 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
We ran through WrestleMania 17.
X7.
And talked all through that and the storylines, etc. In a week or two now, we're going to come up with our next episode.
It will be a Starcade. It won't be the one I said on the previous one because I found that one a bit not boring. Not, I don't think a lot of people will know who most of the wrestlers are.
Right. Yeah.
So I've taken an executive decision. We're moving it up. To be honest, the only big thing to talk about was the steel cage match.
Yeah.
In that stockade.
Yeah.
Blanchard versus Magnum.
Yeah.
You know. But I'll move it up to, let's say, stockade 88, 84, 89. I don't know yet. It'll be a stockade.
So, look
we'll
out
We'll be
for
doing
that.
A stockade, and then after that, we'll be reviewing an ECW one.
ECW! Yes, so look out for that, as you say, in the next couple of weeks. And
probably a heat wave one. Because it'll be in the summer.
Heat wave. Can we just do an episode of Sunday Night Heat?
No, fuck an episode off. Of that?
They had some good episodes of that, mate.
Albert versus Rikishi.
But yeah, so look out for that. Any wrestling fans as well, as we say, everything else on v2football.com. Do it now.
Don't touch my pen. I'll get it.
Chucking things at me, son. All right.
Mug me off my pen.
All right, son. Let's get started on the second half.
Oh, you've not done your thing, son. You haven't done your plugs for the M podcast.
Pre-recorded, nice.
Oh, it's all pre-recorded.
Fuck that up, new son. Smooth sailing, anyway, son.
God, I should leave it in.
We don't fucking edit nothing, son.
No, they like the mistakes.
Fuck me. If we ever hire an editor, son, Jesus Christ, he'd be begging to go for and get a job in a sweat house out in fucking China. He'd be begging for it. On the phone to Nike. Can I have a job out there?
Can I have a job out there?
Can I have a job, please? I can't take editing all this shit these boys come out with.
It's rubbish. It's all rubbish. Absolutely shit.
And you think the stuff makes it into shit? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's the thing, see? Nothing's edited out.
Nothing's edited out, sir.
So all this shit of yours is the genuine shit?
Genuine shit we record this live.
God, wonder how much better our podcast would be if we edited out all the shit.
Better?
Professional.
Who wants to be professional? I don't know. Who wants to be professional? Well, I'll blow your kazoo. Blow your kazoo. Oh, go on, get your lips round it. Blow. So, we kick off second half of our Premier League review with the evening kickoff. No. It was an evening kickoff and then a night kickoff, wasn't it?
No, you lie, bastard.
I do lie.
Swansea
City
versus Everton finished
1-1. One Swansea against Everton.
Kai Norton, original gangster. Yeah. I think that meant
own goal.
I was OG like these days. I'm not done with the kids' season.
No.
Original gangster, own goal by Carl Norton Jr. 43 minutes into the game. And then Jordan Ayew equalising the 71st minute.
Yes, absolutely. I see a good bit of this. First, the Ayew brothers, they missed some good chances. They could have been 1-2-0 up before half-time, Swansea City. So disappointing for them.
They're good brothers, but they're not the boats, are they?
They're not the good brothers.
they're not. I wouldn't say they're the best players in the world.
No.
Are they Premiership League level? Maybe.
Well, you can see, obviously, they're brothers. You can see the connection between them. They know where each other are.
Well, because they're Siamese twins.
Because they're Siamese. They're right next to each other. But yeah, they had some very good chances, and they just, Swansea be disappointed they didn't come away with the 3 points there. I mean, the Kyle Norton one was decided by the goal line technology, wasn't it? Because Mawson tried to clear it, but
I know, I can't be bothered watching Swansea.
The referee had his little watch out. Everton, safe as out is now.
Ooh, well done, so.
Well, that's what everyone's saying, isn't it? And I'm starting to
agree.
I'm starting to, don't get me wrong, if it was my club, and it's hard to say, if my club's Ipswich Town, I'd take him like an harpy, you know what I mean? If I was any other team, I'd take him. He's done it, he's come in, he's done the job, he's got him safe this season. Absolutely, tremendously. But I think, it might have been the last episode, the one before, we said, is he the one, if there's money there, they want to be top six every season.
Has he just signed to the end of the season?
I thought he had 2 seasons, this season and next season.
Right.
Contract. But that could have been him covering him back and saying, well, if they're going to get rid of me after season, I'm getting payoff. At the end of the day, I'm getting compo.
What's this, son? Amin Khan?
Amir Khan's fighting.
Amir Khan?
He's given up life in the jungle. And he's going back in a ring, son.
Will King Khan reign again?
Did he ever reign? No. Did he ever reign?
Was he fighting Lord Greco?
Lord Greco! He is. It's on Sky Sports Arena, son. It's not even on box office. That's how far he's fallen. I think he should just, retire gracefully and get fat like Prince Nassim Ahmed now.
Fat? Jesus. It looks like yet Prince Nassim Ahmed. Jesus Christ. He's a big old boy, isn't he?
He is a big old boy.
He's not even super heavyweight.
No. So I think, Amir Khan should take a thing out of his book and do it, do what he does, and then go and commentate on Sky when you're corked off your face as well. Why not? Yeah. Makes great viewing. But what were we talking about? Swans. Everton, Al Everton. Big Sam. There's money there. And they want to be. They're ambitious now. The owner's ambitious. The club is getting ambitious with people behind the scenes. So they'd look at it and think, as I said, you look at the players they're sort of linked with, and they're not that top level players who's going to take them to the next level. No. They're sort of them players who are just going to keep them where they are and keep them going.
Stabilise them.
Yeah.
Keep them.
And you just think, is that because that's just, his slow player, Big Sam, is used to going after in his career.
Yeah.
Even when he was teams who were down the bottom of the league, he could attract some of them players who could do a job for a good, solid mid-table club. And that's why, Bolton, for instance, the players he got there, he got them to be a good, solid mid-table club because he could attract them players. But now the question is, with money and an ambitious club like Everton, can he attract the top players? And I don't think he can.
I tell you what Everton should go for, that Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah. I think so.
Because he'll attract some players. That'll be a good set-up in for the Merseyside derby. Former Dortmund manager. Former assistant, isn't it?
Yes. Dave Wagner. The miracles he's had there. Yeah. Huddersfield, get him in there.
Yeah.
Another Klopp baby, isn't he?
Klopp off.
Klopp off, son. But yeah, I just think...
A copy Klopp.
Don't get me wrong, I think Big Sam should still be the manager, so I'm not going to slag him off, but I just think for the club, the position that Everton are in at the moment and where they want to get to, I think they need to go after a big name who can attract big name players.
Alan Pardew,
without a doubt.
I heard he's been linked.
Has he been linked? No doubt. He's more than good enough, more than capable. Get him in there. Keep him away from Ipswich Town.
I would love it so much. Love it so much if he becomes Ipswich's new manager.
I will support Norwich. Simple as that.
It's that bad, ladies and gentlemen.
I will support Norwich.
If Alan Pardew becomes Ipswich Town's next manager, Ash will join the dark side.
I will. I'll go to Norwich. Okay. I will go to Norwich. Official. But yeah, as I said, Swansea will rule their chances, but they battled back to get a point. A crucial point could turn out at the end of the season, but as you said, for them, tough two games coming up.
Yeah, who they got?
Manchester United and I think Chelsea.
Ooh, I'll have a look now.
The next two games.
I'll have a look now. For
and
us.
Then they've got a run of Southampton and
Stoke. Winner.
Stoke is last. They've got a game in between that, obviously. So yeah, I mean they can write off. I mean if they manage to get a point out of any of these next two games. That is absolutely tremendous for them. And then their fate is in their own hands. And it comes down to their last three games for them.
Let me tell you something, son.
Go on.
Right. I was having a family meal last week over the Harvester.
Oh, nice. All right. Nice.
Obviously, the Harvester with us, the main one in Swansea, is opposite the Liberty Stadium.
Right by the stadium, football stadium.
So me and my little girl, we got there early. We walked into the club shop now.
Oh, yeah.
All shirts were like, was it 80% off or something like that?
Oh, yeah, because the new ones are coming
new ones
like...
coming up. So a shirt her size. Now, let me just point this out. I wasn't going to buy a shirt. Okay?
No.
Because we don't support Swansea.
No.
Okay, we just went in there to
have a look, kill some time.
Mind you, they've got the Osprey stuff in there as well.
Yeah. Rugby team for anyone out there who doesn't know. Egg chasers.
Yeah. Anyhow. Her size, 5-year-olds, she's into 6 and 7-year-olds, because she's a tall girl. That age, right, in the sale, £40.
No.
£40 in the sale.
What?
Half price, that is, son.
Jesus. That's
ridiculous. £40, I'm like, fucking hell.
That's a joke, isn't it?
It's rip off. You got these sad fucking sacks. Who fucking fill up the trolleys and buy them?
Yeah. Think they're getting a oh Jesus!
Think they're getting a bargain.
They got to someone's got to pay Boney's wages, isn't it? You know what
Jesus
I mean?
Christ!
Someone's got to pay Boney's gym membership, son. You know what I mean?
That's what that is overpriced.
Oh yeah, I would have done.
Ridiculously overpriced.
They all are. What you want to do is get on at Ash and Al Twitter, and go and get yourself a nice, beautiful original design T-shirts. There's Jim. We've got football designs, wrestling designs, anything you want.
Yeah, for a wrestling podcast.
Yeah, Grappling.
El Fato. The official sponsor of Grappling with History.
Yes.
We will be debuting more original designs. Can I just add original designs?
All original, of course.
From myself and from Monsieur Calvo over there.
Yes.
Original designs. Fucking hell, just put this on there.
Oh, careful, son.
Okay, that's how excited I am, but. grab yourself a little bargain.
Grab yourself a bargain. Of course, the official Ash Now Premier League podcast t-shirt's on there as well.
Yes.
Get that.
Beautiful thing it is.
Get
indeed.
That.
Which needs updating, Ash. I'm not going to lie to you. Needs updating because Diego Costa's still in it.
I know that.
Needs updating.
I know that.
Update for next season.
Hey, it's vintage, son. It's retro, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's retro, isn't it?
That'll be in the sale for £2 coming up.
£40 full kit.
Yeah. We'll have a full kit wanker t-shirt.
And get yourself on there to support the bid for Hackney World Cup, Hackney Marsh
Hackney
World Cup.
2026.
So
World Cup, Hackney Marsh.
Get yourself on there as well. Yeah, so grab yourself a bargain.
It needs to be done.
Don't go to any club shops. Get on there. final.
Man City, Swansea.
Man City, that's it.
Man City, Swansea next Sunday.
And then Chelsea, is it?
Chelsea on the 28th.
There we go.
Next Saturday.
Man
and
City,
then
Chelsea.
They've got Bournemouth away on the 5th of May.
So if Man City...
Revenge of the 5th.
If Man City win, beat Swansea, they win the league, isn't it?
No, no, no.
Don't they? If they beat
no, Man City...
Well, they need 5 more points, is there?
No, no. If Man United lose today, they win the league. I think they only need, like...
Yeah, so if they beat, if they beat Swans...
They haven't got Swans next, though, have they?
You just said next week.
No. Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. Next Sunday.
So if they win that, they win the league.
Mind
so
you, have Man City got a game in hand?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sure they have. Man City, let's have a look. No, you're right, yeah.
So,
Man City win next week at Main Road.
At Main Road. So they're going to be flying, so you...
Yeah.
It would have been hard enough for Swansea as it is. Even if they'd won the league, you thought Swansea might have a chance of nicking something, a point.
Swansea's last two games is against Southampton and Stoke, and they're both home.
Yeah.
But that's both home games.
So,
that's a Tuesday on the 8th.
Southampton, yeah, it's rearranged and it was cancelled. Yeah.
Mind you, it's going to be hard for them. They got to travel all the way to Bournemouth. It's a hell of a trek, that is.
Yeah.
And then on the 5th and on the 8th, they got Southampton.
Well,
did you say that? Southampton's got to travel to Swansea.
That's true enough, yeah. Yeah.
That's the same distance.
So,
more or less.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Swansea down.
Swansea down, so change your mind. Change your mind now.
I've never changed my mind.
Southampton, you said?
Never changed my mind. Swansea always done. Every season, Swansea down.
Fair enough. What's the next game, Al? Evening kickoff, like I mentioned, Al.
Next game, Scum. Versus Jason Bourne identity.
Liverpool.
Scum 3, Bournemouth 0.
So, what was it? 3-0.
3-0.
3-0, Mane, Salah. And
May, Mane, Salah, Firmino.
Firmino with a goal.
7-69. And
90th minute. For the only team to win the European Cup in April. Liverpool, of course. They've won it now, did you know that?
Have they?
They won the Champions League game. Yeah. They won the Champions League this week.
Well, they fuck.
I mean, it's a game. You thought there might have been, the European hangover, blah, 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 what they call it. But the way they play in at home as well at Anfield, they just, they're flying, going, getting the goals, flying in, getting clean sheets now as well. They've done a lot better defensively this year than last year, Liverpool. I know you don't want to talk about them or praise them at all, Al, but listen, I can't stand them, but I just like Klopp, you know what I mean?
Klopp, I love Klopp. I can't deny Klopp.
No.
What ain't the fact that he chose Liverpool?
Well, this is true enough, Al, it's true enough, but we said before about the defensive frailties against some teams, big teams, but the way they're playing mostly, getting the goals. It's the way we'd all want our football team to play, you know, at the end of the day.
Listen, at the end of the day, if Scum beats Roma and they're in the Champions League final,
yeah,
they're not going to win because he's never won a fucking final.
Oh, no, he's not great in the finals. He's good in semi-finals, mate.
Brilliant. He's never won a final. And that final is either against fucking Real Madrid or Bayern Munich.
Yeah. Munich.
I can't see him going through Roma, to be honest.
I can't see it. Everyone thinks, oh, they're chuffed. They must be chuffed they got Roma. Well, no, Roma's no fucking... They're no mugs, like...
Over, no.
No, and,
they're there for a reason.
Especially to come back. I know you can say, well, they were 3-0 down against Barcelona, but any team in the world could end up 3-0 down against Barcelona in a one-off game. But to come back in a second leg and do that to Barcelona, that's the mark of a quality side. So it's absolutely not pushover, and it's not a good draw for Liverpool. There would have been no good draw, There should never be a good draw for any side in the semi-finals.
Juventus should have been in a semi-final. Can I just add?
Oh yeah, without
cheating bastard, Real Madrid.
Yeah, without a doubt. Absolutely. It just. It's hard to say. Was it a penalty? It was a very soft penalty.
He was going down anyway.
I think. He was on his way.
Why is he in that position?
Absolutely on his way. It's hard.
I watched them games. I watched the Man City game.
Yeah. Actually made an effort this week to watch Champions League football.
Made some football this
week. Made an effort. As I said to you before the podcast, god awful BT Sport.
Yeah, yeah, I hate it. The team,
Glenn, state the obvious, Hoddle.
The analysis is absolutely terrible, man.
Oh, it's terrible.
It is. The only one I like on there, I like Rio on there. Rio Ferdinand. The rest of them,
I prefer Rio with Kevin Bacon.
I can't stand Jake Humphries, he's Norwich scum.
Oh, he's a prick.
Norwich scum.
He's absolutely.
Thinks he knows everything.
At a festival.
Oh.
Once just walked past, he thought he was Billy Big Baller.
You twat him, Al. Should have twatted him.
No. I don't want to spoil the dates. Fucking Google Dolls were just starting the gig, didn't they?
Oh,
and I thought, oh, fucking Google Dolls are on. Counting Crows are on.
Oh.
Bell Up 5's going to be on. I've just seen Eddie Kronk's and his electric arm on him. I don't want to fight. I almost had a fight the other day, actually.
Did you?
Security guard in Aldi's.
Oh.
Can't say anything about it.
It's going to court.
Because legal action. But that prick could have gone through the window.
Oh, anyway, we have got a night game then. Saturday night game.
Yeah.
You need to do this more often.
I have to rub my eyes and double check. You left your hair in your hat, mate.
Oh, my.
Take my skull cap off.
very funny.
Yes, Manchester City 3 versus Spurs.
One.
Tottenham 1.
Jesus.
Yeah. Better late than never. And then.
Gundogan.
25th minute. Harry Kane, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
42nd minute.
I think so, he got the final touch.
Yeah. And then Raheem Sterling, 72nd minute. Raheem, I look like I wear mascara. Sterling.
It was.
Oh, pumped up on his eyelashes.
Yeah.
I swear to God, that man wears mascara.
He probably does, some guy, doesn't he? Some do.
To this day, he looks like a.
That's what happens when
a drag queen.
When you go. When you go to Man City, and that's what happens, isn't it? But yeah, not routine. It was a good win for Manchester City.
They needed it because they were 3-4 games on a bounce. They lost.
Yeah, lost the derby, of course, today after being 2-1.
That was a good game. I watched that.
Very good game. Very enjoyable game to watch. Tune it up, of course.
It's a shame we were ill, Sam. We've got to review that.
I know.
Never mind. What are you saying?
Nah. But Tottenham be disappointed at home.
Yeah.
Will
they be in White Hart Lane next season? Is it because the stadium being called White Hart Lane?
I don't know what's being called. But it's still being scheduled, isn't it?
Yeah.
As only one season.
It's one season. Yeah.
I haven't heard it's been delayed or nothing like that. Maybe, I think there's a few months ago, I heard rumours maybe they might not be able to make it for the first couple of games, home games. And then they'd be in, much like West Ham when he moved into the Bobby Moore Stadium.
That was fucking changing the stadium seating plan.
Exactly.
That's not a whole new stadium built.
No. So, no, I haven't heard it's been delayed, but who knows, it could well be. It's a disappointing, I suppose. I mean, they're playing the champions elect, Tottenham, but they had a good bit of the ball. It was just Man City caught them. Sort of a couple of long balls, really, and Jesus scores. Sterling got some sticky, missed a sitter, and then he actually got the goal in.
One, he just tried to take it in all the way in the
and then shot it.
Shoot.
Yeah, and then he missed it.
And he got it.
Yeah, and then he missed it.
If he just puts his head down, work hard,
yeah,
he'll be an outstanding player.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's had a lot better season this season, but I think it's still them tendencies of what he used to be.
Prima donna-ish.
So I think, working with Pep has been good for him, obviously. We've seen that, especially with his goal-scoring record. So I think next season he could improve a bit more and just iron out them little creases that he's got in his game. And he could be, you know, one of the finest in the Premier League.
Who do you think they're going to sign next season? Big.
You
know what, son? You're first.
Go on.
Neymar,
is it? Yeah, there's talk of that.
Don't they own the same club as well?
I think so, pretty much. There's talk of that. There's talk of Mbappe. If PSG are found out to do have any wrongdoings, you know, the FIFA fair play and all that regulations, there's talk of Man City trying to sneak in and take him. I think a striker is it will be their priority, because however much, I mean, Aguero is an absolute legend of the club and of the Premier League. You know, he should be there until he wants to leave.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't seem... I know Pep, he doesn't come out and, you know, he says all the right things, blah, 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 but it just doesn't seem and come across as genuine that he's got a real like and love for Sergio Aguero.
Yeah, you're right.
So I just think that's what they need, a real, real top quality. I mean, I think they've got it in Aguero, but maybe to attack on all fronts, Champions League, they really need a top player. Maybe another defender. But then that's...
You've got to look at it like Vincent Kompany as well. He's on his...
Well, that's the thing. He's got a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Will he cut the losses and get rid of him? I mean, he has... He's, you know, the second half of this season, he's been in the team a lot more. So will they take that risk and say, look, yeah, we've got him. We think he's going to be injury-free for a good season. And then, you know, without a doubt, if he's 100%, he's the best centre-back in the league. Or will they say, you know, we'll spend money and try and get another one in and get rid of Kompany? That's the thing. But then, you know, I mean, they've got Otamendi, they've got Stones. Laporte, is it Laporte?
Yeah, Laporte.
Got them as well, and Kompany. So there's four quality centre-backs. But it's all about, you know, as we said, same as the strikers, you need four, at least, to go all fronts, Champions League, Premier League, yeah. This, that and the other. And if Kompany does get injured, who have they got to come in of real quality and replace him? So they might just cut their losses and say, thank you, Vincent, you've been a legend. It's time for you to go, it's time for us to bring in someone else.
Sorry,
I would say...
Eat your pallets.
Because I've got a bone to pick with the... people are saying about Edison being a top quality goalkeeper. He's not at all.
No, he's not.
So they still need a top draw goalkeeper.
No, he's not. Too many mistakes.
At the end of the day, he's had so many clean sheets because of the defence in front of him. And basically, for 80% of the games they play, they've got the ball for most of the game. So the other team very rarely has clean chances.
He's just a better keeper than Claudio Bravolossi, and that's
absolutely
all it is.
Absolutely.
He's made less mistakes, but he has made mistakes.
Yeah, when he's been exposed.
Yeah, God, and he has been exposed a lot
exactly.
In the past four games.
That's the sign of the top, you know, De Gea. When he's exposed, he pulls out the bag. Yeah. He just fucking, you know, he's won Manchester United. Must be, like Schmeichel did, he's won them 10, 15 points a season. And that's what Man City haven't got at all. You know, so Edison hasn't got.
Maybe go for Barcelona. Club Barcelona. Marc-Andrea Ter Stegen,
yeah, absolutely. He's going to be up there with top three in the world at the moment. Him, De Gea, and
Courtois
maybe, but he's not had a great season.
Rumours is going to Paris Saint-Germain.
Is it really?
Buffon, you got Buffon up there.
Buffon's up there. I think it was the name, the Madrid one.
Jan Oblak.
I think he's up there.
Belgium as well, isn't he?
Is he? Yeah. This season, especially, he's been fantastic. I think.
He's
up there. I think at the moment, in the top, maybe not top three, top five keepers in the world, and there's no reason why they couldn't go and get him. You know, they're not going to get De Gea. Obviously, not going to get Buffon.
No.
You wouldn't have said they're going to get Courtois.
He's like Manuel Neuer. He's not going to.
He'll be buying until he retires. Absolutely. So there's no reason why they couldn't go and get him, for example.
Yeah.
And that is...
Ooh, look at that, the heavens are open.
The heavens are open, the rain's coming. That is one of the final pieces of the jigsaw. So yeah, for me, that's...
I can't stand to light. Any other songs you know,
right?
Purple Rain! Purple
rain. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Take me dancing, naked in a
yeah.
Call me an ecstasy.
Oh, you're always going to go blue, aren't you? Dirty boy. But yeah, so I'd say, I mean, I say it comes across, it doesn't seem genuine love for Aguero, but maybe it is, maybe it's just the way Pep comes across sometimes. So if he keeps Aguero, keeps Jesus fit, then they've got the striker. So that's you know, so priority, I would have said, I mean, Jesus Christ, I don't think he must have about 200 midfielders.
Oh yeah, midfielders.
Like, so it's either a top draw centre-back, if they haven't got faith that company can stay fit, and I'd have said, like I said, a top draw goalkeeper, but I can't see that happening after 34 million last year on Edison.
Is it Titty?
He's been linked with Man United, I think, isn't he?
Been linked to Premier League.
But as with most of these players, the top players who are linked to the Premier League, they all say, well, if we don't go to Man United, he's going to Man City. Or if he's not going to Man City, he's going to Man United. That's the only clubs these top players are going to at the moment. Especially as you see with Chelsea's inconsistency. I mean, what is it, they could finish, you know, what is it, fifth, sixth?
Fifth.
Won a season last year, a season before that, the eighth or seventh finish, season before that, they won the league. It's just inconsistent, isn't it? But the quality's there, but it's just, if you're a top player,
I think the worst thing can finish is sixth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think so. To be honest, I think the fifth is...
And it's not just that, it's the money. I mean, they don't spend as much as they used to.
No.
Obviously, Man City, you know, the richest club in the world, they've got the money to spend.
Well, that Nova check's not cheap as ever.
No, exactly. It doesn't come cheap. And Man United, you know, they're the only clubs...
Yeah, it's 5 points difference from Arsenal and Chelsea.
Yeah.
So you think that would be enough for them to finish.
Yeah. But, you know, I think we talked about this before, they're the only clubs, Man United, Man City, who can go out and buy the world superstars. Yeah. No one else in the Premier League can at the moment, I don't think. It's just... they're not going to... like I said, I think they need a better keeper. They're not going to get one because they've put so much investment in this Edison, 34 million last season.
Yeah.
They'll, you know, they come out and defend him by saying, well, he's had this many clean sheets, that, you know. Well, yeah, you know what I mean.
Well, I'll see next season. See how well he does next season.
Yeah, I just think at them crucial moments, he's not up to it. That's for me. And obviously, that's a Saturday game, and obviously we're watching. 67 minutes gone, Newcastle 1, Arsenal 1 still. And Fresh Prince is coming on. Fresh Prince is over there. Danny Welbeck, is it? Coming off, is that Willock? Willcock? Joe Willock. Youngster.
69. Oh, fuck, he wears a number 69 shirt. They got that many players, have they, in the Arsenal team?
Well, I don't know, who was it? 99? Ah, some award. Because they stopped the... Zamorano. Remember him, Zamorano,
he wore...
2-1 Newcastle!
2-1. Is that Matt Ritchie?
Matt Ritchie. Yeah, they stopped him, Zamorano, wearing it at Inter Milan, didn't he?
Yeah.
When Ronaldo went, he took number 9.
No, he wore 18.
Yeah, 1 plus 8. He got a plus side in the middle, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he wanted to wear 99.
Yeah.
But they stopped him, and then that's why he done that instead. He was a striker. That was a pair, innit?
Yeah, Jesus,
him and for Chile now. Salas. It was Salas and Zamorano. What a strike pair.
Oh, yeah, Marcelo Salas.
Yeah, what a strike pair that was. That was fantastic, that was. But, yes, have a look at this.
Oh, it was a good goal, mind. Arsenal. Goal. Oh,
there's Richie.
They've just put Welbeck on to win the game. And it's gone.
Side foot it in. Burnley be rubbing their hands at this. But this is... this is what Rafa does to teams, isn't it? He's quality manager. He gets the best out of players.
I tell you what, if he gets some money next season, brings in the players he wants, Newcastle might be dangerous.
It'd be very dangerous. They could be top six, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
They could be knocking on the cave with a sleeping Geordie giant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wake up, man. Peter Beasley's outside waiting for you, like, man.
But, yeah, so 2-1 to Arsenal. 20 minutes.
2-1 to Newcastle.
2-1 to Newcastle. Well done, Al. Correct me. We'll edit this out. But that's it for the Premier League review, Al.
Yeah.
It was a toot, son. Full time. Very good.
Hey, how's the kazoo fund coming along, son? Have we raised the £28 we need?
Absolutely zero, son. Fuck us, eh? Absolutely zero.
I'm grateful, bunch of twats.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think we've tweeted it out since the day we've done it. So maybe people don't know about it.
Keep
I don't know.
Tweeting it.
Yeah, so, you know, you've got all these selfish fuckers running the map and raising money. You know, we're sitting here, we need more kazoos.
We need a kazoo.
It's, you know, simple as that. We want to enjoy
it. You can clearly see. Look, this is on his way out.
It's on his way.
It's going.
It's going, isn't it?
I keep tuning it, but it's just...
Maybe it's full of spittle. Oh, you dirty bastard. Oh, suck it up. But, yes, so... That's it. Is it? I don't know what was it.
No, I'm sure we got a guest.
Have we got a guest? You like one out
of this? Yeah, we got a guest, yeah.
Oh, there we are. That's a surprise to me, anyway. Here we go.
An old friend of ours. He's doing well at Palace.
Oh,
I've only got him. Well, he's got a day off today, isn't he? Sunday.
You got him up here?
I've only bloody got him, haven't I?
Oh, wow.
Take away, Ash, with the questions for the one and only... Roy Hodgson.
Roy Hodgson, how are you, Roy? Welcome again.
Oh, I suppose it's good to be back.
It's nice.
Good to be back.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Fantastic win yesterday, Roy.
Well, terrific win. 3-2. Couldn't believe it.
3-2.
Wilfred Zaha, James Tomkinson, and Wilfred Zaha again.
Well, double bubble for Wilfred.
You know, boys are workplace. It's the PM in Resort over at the end of the day.
It's still working, is it?
Well, it is at the end of the day. It's
working.
Excuse me, but... Appeared mid-risotto.
Happy days. You haven't brought us a sample of this, right?
I forgot, boss.
It could improve.
I'm not going to lie, boss. I'm really busy at the moment trying to keep my head above the water.
Yes.
In Crystal Palace.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah.
I got Susanna Reid. She's knocking on the door. She wants a bit of Roy. I said, Susanna, get the way. I'm a married man. She's a Palace supporter.
Yeah.
She loves a bit of it.
Loves it, does she?
The other day, I was in the house, and I looked out the window, and what did I see? Bloody Susanna Reid hanging on my window.
No.
I got my brush out, I go, go away, Susanna Reid. Go away. She fell in the bushes. And she was fine the next stage and she was on TV.
Oh, well, that's all right then, right?
She's a kinky, randy little bleeder. I'm not happy about it.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be either, Roy, especially, like you said, so much on your mind. But, yeah, you know, bring us a sample next time.
I'll do apologies, but as I said, we're very busy. Yeah. At the end of the day, my main priority is keeping Palace up.
Oh, absolutely. Are you going to be there next season, or Roy? Will they stay up?
Most definitely, Paul. Well, yeah. If I'm not going to be there, I'm going to be here.
Yes, we'd like to see you again.
At the end of the day, me and my wife Sheila, that's her name.
Yeah.
She's over there with Margaret, I don't know.
Depends what week it is.
We're off to Margate for the summer.
Nice.
We like to stay home.
Yeah.
You know, what's it called, boys? Home holiday.
Home holiday, yeah.
You know, we brought a holiday at home, as I don't know. Holiday in Britain.
In Britain.
So me and the wife, we've got a little chalet down Margate Way.
Nice.
I will go there for a couple of weeks. I'll regenerate myself as a doctor. I'll sign a couple of players. I'm hoping to sign a couple of good boys.
Yeah.
You know, Adam Lallana.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Basically, anybody else I've signed from Liverpool. Yeah. You know, anybody from them. West Brom players, then we should go in cheap.
They will be going cheap.
Then we go in especially cheap. My old club, West Brom.
Yes.
And I'm hoping to go back to Inter Milan to try and find a couple of good players there.
Well, we are. Busy time. Well,
yeah, I've got about 10 minutes to spare. I think I could do well.
I think you could, absolutely right. In this day and age, that's a good few players for that night.
Really is, isn't it?
Without a doubt.
I fancy a couple of Roma players, they're quite good.
Yes.
I've seen Watchdale do well.
Yes.
I'm going to get a couple of Watchdale players.
Yeah.
Wife Rovers up in Scotland.
Yeah.
They've got a couple of good players as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it was three dead boys.
Three, obviously, this is a big game.
Big game for, not for me, really. It doesn't really matter for me.
No, you're right, it doesn't matter.
Newcastle and Arsenal, there's no winner.
Quite right, it's a big game for Burnley, I was going to say.
It was a matching game for Burnley, boys. They battled hard, they did.
They did battle hard, Roy, you're quite right. So, busy times coming up, and busy.
We've got Ratatouille tomorrow on the menu.
Oh, nice.
Ratatouille, four of rice pudding.
Oh.
And we're bringing it to drink.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be a lovely day tomorrow, but it's lovely.
Just relaxing.
If you're in here, we'll come up at Selhurst Park.
We will.
And I'll be serving lunch at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. We'll try our best to get there, right? We'll try our best.
Oh, come, boss. It'll be lovely.
We will.
If I can't, I'll set it down for you, right, boss?
Yes. We'll, I don't want to cause too much offence here, Roy, but...
Go on, boss.
I mean, you know, I've seen these pictures on the internet, and you've been referred to looking quite like an owl. I just wondered how you get on at Selhurst Park with the eagle.
Well, that's quite funny. I'm not going to lie, that tickled me a bit. As you can see by my voice, I am laughing in the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, clearly, I'm not an owl. I'm a human being.
Yeah.
Yes, I got baggy eyes and I got big old eyes.
Yeah.
And my hair gestures are very quick.
Yes.
But you get caught eating a mouse once and people put that on you. You think, oh, that raw horse should eat an owl.
Yes. Well, we'll leave it there then. We'll hope to see you again soon. Obviously, good luck with the rest of the season.
So we'll put. You do call me the owl when the cheerleaders are out, dog, because I'm looking everywhere.
It's eyes in the back of your head.
Eyes
right.
In the back of my head. There you go. Mind you, they have told me off a couple of times because I've been on my back looking up.
You can't do that anymore.
You can't, no, but you can't.
You can't.
Well, thanks for having me, boy. It's been nice.
Thank you for coming to see us again, Roy, and finding the time in your busy schedule.
So,
and good luck for the rest of the season, as you said.
Well, I'll see you maybe next season, boys.
Yes. Well,
maybe for the end of the season bumper edition.
Yes.
Super 4 hours long, I believe.
It is.
Do you not have a kickoff show as well, boys?
We don't have a kickoff show as well. We should do, Roy, but we haven't. But we'll work on it.
Oh, I suppose.
Production values and all that, don't we? We can't afford the AA batteries, you know, for the recorder. But, you know, times are hard, aren't they?
I do believe Ash has gone out and bought himself a massive pile of batteries.
Oh, is he?
Of Duracells.
Oh, I didn't know that, Roy. I'm glad you
I have indeed, Roy. I have indeed. bought a bumper pack of 12 AA's and a bumper pack of 12 AAA's.
Nice.
Splash the cash in it. Nice. Well, you must have won the lottery or something. Because Duracells, they're very expensive.
They are expensive indeed. But yes, as you said, lovely to see you, Roy. We hope to see you again very soon.
Thank you very much,
and,
boss.
Enjoy your risotto.
No, ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, four upon rice pudding, then a little bit of cinnamon, and then Robina.
Robina. Well, enjoy your lunch. If we can make it, we will.
Come on, boss.
If not,
just say what I said to you. And if that cock wobble was on the gate, doesn't let you in, boys, you punch him.
Oh, we will. I'll do it because Alex has already had competitions with security guards lately.
He's got a better reputation, hasn't he?
Yes, he has indeed. But yeah, thank you very much, Roy. And we'll see you next time.
So, boys, thank you, boys. Talk.
Bye now. Well, didn't even
turn on the Roy.
Didn't even know he
was here. It is.
Return of the Roy. Didn't even know he was here. Surprised me then, Al. Didn't even know he was here.
It's the green room, son. You never go into the green room.
I know, I don't. I should do. I need to check every time I come in, really. But there we are.
It doesn't help me painting the front door of it as Norwich City fan club.
No, so I don't really want to go in there.
That's why I did, son.
I'll be in there soon, son. I'll be first one in there soon when Pardew's announced as Ipswich manager.
Judas!
You don't give a fuck.
Judas.
I don't give a fuck.
You never see me do that with Sunderland, son.
Not having Pardew.
Even the Barrett of the Sunderland.
Not having Pardew as my manager. It's not happening. Not on my watch. You know. But yeah, that is us for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Join us again when we can be bothered to do another podcast.
Well, we might. We penciled in one next Sunday. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
It's pencil. It's in pencil. It's not in pen. It's not in biro.
At the moment, there's 75% chance of not a podcast next weekend.
Yeah.
But hopefully, we'll get a run at the end of the season.
Well, yes, exactly. And a World Cup. Let's see if we're doing anything with the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do World Cup special. That's another World Cup special.
Oh, what? But yeah.
We'll get all our guests on then.
Oh.
Jurgen.
Oh,
Michael Flatley.
International manager, isn't he? All of them.
Yeah. So, Jurgen was.
Jurgen was.
Yeah.
Roy was.
Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Flatley wasn't. He was. That's it.
He was.
Mr. T.
Mr. T was.
You get on.
Mr. T, get him on.
Frank Spencer.
Frank Spencer.
Jimmy Savile. Oh, no, can't have Jimmy Savile.
No, I can't. Dead man. but yes. Look out for us next time, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, have a good week.
Same Ash Chow, same Al time on the Ash and Al podcast.
Oh.
Go on.
Have a good week.
Be lucky.